Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Levi.
Says, Ben and Nathan, I didn't start listening to your podcasts until early August. I was all caught up on episodes, but I wanted to hear some more. So I started listening to some episodes from June. I came across episode 258, an anonymous message concerning an individual's struggles with the reading comprehension. It really resonated with me because I wasn't diagnosed with ADHD until last year. I often joke that I was going through school on a higher difficulty level. Not really. I know people have bigger problems than me. Okay, so acknowledging like that everybody has problems. Got it. I had a bit of advice for that listener or others combating ADHD that you'll probably hate. Well, we'll see. I understand that you're against highlighting, note-taking, and summarizing during RC. I 100% agree that in most cases, for most people, they're pointless strategies that accomplish nothing but distract gullible students from addressing their real problem, understanding what the fuck they're reading. And that's the F-U-Q fuck, Ben.
I've never seen that before.
That makes it okay.
Ah, okay. Fuck.
However, the big obvious problem with ADHD is remaining engaged. To fight that in reading comp, I do a very brief summary of each paragraph. I simply jot down its purpose and maybe where I think it's going. It shouldn't take more than 5 seconds. I can only speak from my personal experience, but I can say that it has really made a difference. In my prep, not the demon, sorry, I'm a little poor and a little late. It's uncommon for me to miss an RC question. I feel that it's primarily a result of forcing myself to read more purposefully for my short-term goal of summarizing the paragraph. I don't hate it, honestly. If it takes 5 seconds, I don't hate it.
I do like breaking down the goal, right? People who go into the passage with the intent of reading the passage are going to do worse than people who go in with the intent of reading the paragraph. I'd like people to read the sentence, but you know,
my favorite thing about it is that they are maybe so jotting down its purpose and maybe where I think it's going. I like that you're thinking about where it's going. And if writing stuff down helps you to think about where it's going, then this is, you know, good enough that I might actually recommend it at some point. I mean, we don't teach that stuff. I mean, and I don't know, like we'll have to, again, you know, Brandon is now teaching classes for people with ADHD or classes for people with learning differences, explicitly trying to find, you know, highlight these strategies that actually work for different people with different diagnoses. And it is about you and knowing your diagnosis and finding strategies that work for you. And it sounds like this is definitely working for you. And again, it takes 5 seconds and it gets you thinking about where the thing's going. I do it in my head. You do it on the page. Seems like you have found an accommodation that works for you. Do you agree, Ben?
Yeah, I'm not opposed. I am worried about people listening to this and start writing just way too much. And
Nathan said it's okay to do that. Like, well, all right. I didn't say that you should do it. I said, I don't hate it if it helps serve this purpose.
Narrowly focused.
I mean, I'd want to look at what you're writing. Cause like if you write some bullshit where it's like, no, that's not what it said. That's not what it did. That's not the purpose of that paragraph. No, that is not where they were going with that. Then that would be bad. So I don't know. I just think people lean on that crutch so heavily that they then give themselves permission not to understand.
Yep.
Levi continues. You guys are incredible. I can't believe I wasted time and money on another program. Granted, I'm great at contrapositives now. Insert massive eye roll here. If my August LSAT doesn't get me the free school I want, I may have to down the Kool-Aid, subscribe to the demon, and plan for next cycle. Keep up the good work. Best, Levi. Good luck, Levi. I hope you're applying to law school with the very best LSAT you can possibly get. And if the August LSAT is not what you know is the best representation of the lawyer that you are, then I think you should try again next cycle. I think you will thank us if you do.
And you won't care at that time.
You won't give a shit at all. It'll be here before you know it. Yeah. I mean, instead of getting scholarship offers in 2 months, you're going to be getting scholarship offers in 14 months.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's actually a lot closer than that, right? September. We got a bet going on our other podcast. I think the first scholarship of the year is coming in on September 11th of this year. Ben thinks the first scholarship of the year is coming in on September 10th of this year. And I guess that means Ben's got the under and I got the over. So we'll see who wins.
Yep.
Hopefully you're one of them, Levi. Well, I guess not. If you're waiting for the August LSAT, apply right away. Yeah, maybe. Scores are coming pretty quick.
Yeah. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.